ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara starts off on the explaining the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, by Beleshes Shenichnas Salayir, that B'Shas Miyachom Eilu Eilu Mutaros Levi She'en Pinay L'Nasech. Asks the Gemara from a Raisa, we see that even that they find time to do other things. They find time for bia, they don't find time for nisuch, and therefore the wine is mutter. In Tamir Ben Yaina, they ask, that it's true they don't have time to be minasech, but yai nesech becomes asr in negia. As long as the guy touches the wine, it's asr. So to touch wine, it doesn't take so much time. It's not such a big process to touch the wine. They should have time to touch the wine, and therefore it should be usher. So he answers that the whole reason that Chazal ushered stam yenom was because of chashash of yai nesach. In the case where there's no chashash of yai nesach, they also did not usher stam yenom. And here, because there's took away the chashash entirely of nisuch, there's no chance they would be menasech. So there's also no makom to usher stam yenom. But in his question, he assumed that the Negi is an independent Isser. Even though normally the Chashash of Negi is also because of Nisuch. But it means that the Mashal the Gemara says earlier in Daf Samach and Beis, even Magash Loi B'Kavana is Isser. The Isser of Negi applies even in cases when we know that he wasn't Menasech. But there it's a case when he has time to be Menasech. He would want to be Menasech. Just he did not be Menasech. He was not Menasech. He just touched Shaloi B'Kavana and still his Negi is Isser. By us, that's the answer of Ben Yena. By us, when there's no chashash nisuch bichlal, so then Chazal did not aser midin stam yena. And the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says that a goy that owes money to a yid, and the goy sends him the yain nesach, so he could tell him tain me as tamei. I don't want to take the wine. Rather, just give me the money for it instead. Once the wine goes into the Rishus of the Yisrael, then it's Asr. Then he's getting the money for the Yain Nesach itself, and that's Asr. So it's very, you said to take a question over here, that the Acharonim ask, that there's a big Machlok Rishonim, and the opinion of many, many Rishonim is that Ein Zechiyah be Yisuri Hana. That there's not Shaykh to be, you cannot be Zeche in Yisuri Hana. Even Zechiyah doesn't work on them, because Yisuri Hana, they're worthless. So the Mar says in Bereshusai, according to some Rishonim, means even Eino Shaloi, it's not Shaykh Bailus on them at all. There's no Zechiya Nisuri Hana. Actually, just found right now in the back of the Chuvas Harivosh, there's an Arichus about this topic. Kuntras opinion is whether there's Zechiya Nisuri Hana. But the opinion of many Rishonim is that there's no Zechiya Nisuri Hana. So in Cain, what's the problem in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that once it's Nichnas L'Rishus Yisrael, so then you can't tell the guy to take it because the Mekai, then you're getting the money of Yain Nesach. That's not true. You're never Zeichen it. So really this question exists in the earlier prakim in Maseches Avodah Zarah, where I'm aware that the Avodah Zarah of a Yisrael is not Shaychan and Bittel. Yisrael that owns Avodah Zarah, he can't be Mevatel, he has to get rid of it. But a guy could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. A guy could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. And so let's move forward. What's more earlier is that if Yisrael is zeich in the Avodah Zarah, so then he can no longer be then the goy can no longer be mevatelit. The goy gives Yisrael Avodah Zarah, so before the Yisrael is zeich in it, so he could ask the goy to be mevatelit. But once Yisrael is zeich in it, he cannot be mevatelit. So asks the Ran, and in the third parak and Daf Yud Chesam and Beitz V'Dapi Arif, asks the Ran that there's no zechiyah in Yisuri Hana. So what's the problem that Yisrael is zeich in the Avodah Zarah? And now the guy can't be mevatelit. It's not true. There's no zechiyah in Yisuri Hana. Answers the Ran that no, because a guy because a guy has the ability to be mevatelit before, but even though it's asr b'hana, so it's not entirely asr b'hana. The isr hana that exists by avodah zarah is not an isr muchot. It's because we have a way to get rid of the isr if the guy would be mevatelit. So because we have a way to get rid of the Isser, Therefore, it's not Asr Bahan. Therefore, it's Shaykh and it is Ghiya. Well, then it's not Shaykh, it's Ghiya and Yisroyana. It's Yisroyana that have no way to use them. But here we have a way to that the Yisroel could use it if the Goy would be Mevatel it. So then it's Shaykh and it's Ghiya. Even though once the Yisroel is Zaykh in it, there's no longer any way that he can use it. And from now on, it would not be Shaykh and it's Ghiya. Because the thing that he was taking was something which has on it a way to use, so therefore it's Shaykh and it's Ghiya. That's the Ran says. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph, by Chometz, is Sivkot in Yud Gimel, he asks on the Ran that's a nice shot over there by Avodah Zarah. But by Yai Nesach, it doesn't work. Yai Nesach, there's no way to use it. Yai Nesach is Yikimim Mevatel Yai Nesach. Even Yai Nesach Vagoy has no way to be used. So in Cain, how is it Shaykh and it's Ghiya? How can the Yisrael be Zeichen is Yai Nesach? And then because of that, it becomes usher for him to give it back to the Goy and to get the money instead. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we have to say, he says, it's a doichak, we have to say, like the Gemara says on Amud Beis, by Grutos, that it looks like you're getting the money via Nesach. You're not getting the money via Nesach, because the Yisrael was never Zeichen the Yain, but it looks like you're getting the money via Nesach, and also over that they answered. That the Minchas Chinuch answers up for Rashi. Answers up the Mishnah. Mice in this kuntris there in the back of the Chuvas Harivash in Drosha Gimel, he brings this question from our Mishnah. It's the question of Kuli Alma. Dan's Barichus had to deal with our Mishnah. But Peshuta from our Mishnah would be Mashma at Yesh Zechia Di Surihana. Mara brings Memor of Yehuda Merav. Much of Adam Leimer LaAkum Zeva Feisalai Menas HaMelech. You go and pay off the Melech for me. And you can and it's no problem that he's getting the Me'ayin Nesach. So Rashi explains that also the Yisrael was able really to pay off with money. They didn't need to use to pay off wine. So now, therefore you can tell the guy to pay off his chay for him. That's the opinion of Rashi. So he says in Cain it's Pashut. Right? For sure it's not called that I'm getting the Me'ayin Nesach. Ikar, the chay that was mutal on me was money. So the fact that the guy pays it off with whatever he wants, even Yayin Nesach, I'm not getting the Me'ayin Nesach. Because he's just taking off a chayv of mammon by me. So Tais therefore learns the Gemara that's talking about that no, that really the what everyone had to pay the melech was yayin. That was what you had to give. And so when the Yisrael tells the guy to pay off for him, the Yisrael tells the guy find some way to get out of it in a different way. You talk to them well, like you'll pay them off in cash, you'll bribe them, you find some way that they not have to pay yayin. At the end, the guy pays wine. It's okay, because the Yisrael didn't appoint the guy to pay off dafka and yayin. He told him to get off the chayv in some other way. So now call that the Yisrael is getting the meyayin nesach. That's how Tais learns the Gemara. The Gemara says that this is totally what the nusach he said to him. By a similar case, if he says otach tayloitzer, then the guy comes instead of the Yisrael, bimkaim the Yisrael. And whatever he does is usher because it's like the Yisrael doing it. But our case is similar to Malteini Mino Eitzer. I didn't say Dafka Ol Tachta. He didn't make him his Shliach. And therefore it's Mutter. So we hear this difference between the Nusach of Ol Tachta and Malteini. At Ol Tachta, Rashi says, is he can't be Mekoimi. He can't be Mekoimi that you're like me. You should be like me. And therefore it's Aser. It's Mash Melachar that works me in Shlichus. That the Yisrael appointed the Goy to be in his place. And have the Goy consider the Shliach of the Yisrael. And this is opinion the sheet of Rashi in Ezer Neshach, famous Rashi in Ayin Aleph Mabez in Bamitzia. Rashi holds that even though Ein Shlichus La'akum, but Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. Midrabanon, we say that a guy is the Shliach of Yisrael, and therefore it's Asr. Therefore, here the guy is acting as the Shliach, and he's paying off the Chayv of Yisrael with Yayin Esach, and therefore it's Asr. It's also the opinion Rashi holds earlier on in Avodah Zarah in Daf Chaf Beis, and also Rashi in the end of Maseches Shabbos. And Isser of Amir Lenochri on Shabbos is because the guy is considered the Shliach of the Israel. So Rashi holds that Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. So therefore, because you're considered the Shliach, you're considered the Shliach of the Israel, that's why it's Aser. The Ridva asks on Rashi, no, Ein Shlichus La'akum. The guy is not the Shliach. So what's the whole Isser over here? What's the problem of Ol Tachtai Lo'itzer? So the answer is the Ridva that because you're Chayiv to pay, and the guy is Mesalik V'chiyuv, so, how will he kaparia chayva midmei yayin nesach? It's not that the goy is really your shliach and paying off, and it's considered that the Yisrael is giving the yayin esach. No, that's not the pshat. But when the goy pays off the Yisrael, but when he said old tachta, he wanted the goy to be in his place. So when the goy is being misalik the chayv, it's clear the Yisrael is paying off his chayv midmei yayin esach. That's another relevant pshat in our gemara. It has an interesting afkamina, Moshe, the Machan Ephraim in Hilchos Shluchin, Simin Chav Dalet, talks about a case when a Yisrael tells a guy, I want to borrow money from another Yisrael with ribbits. I'm going to borrow money with ribbits. And every month, you'll pay back the ribbits every month. I'll pay back the keren. You'll pay back the ribbits. And at the end of the year, I'll pay you back all the ribbits that you paid for me. Is that mutter or asr? So Machan Ephraim brings a riot from our Mishnah that it's asr. That she said when he said ol tachtai, so havalei b'mekoyim the grash says he's like his shliach. So when you tell the guy to pay back the ribbis for you, so he's your shliach to pay back ribbis, and it should be usher. That's lefi Rashi. That's come out from our sugya that it's usher. That's what the Machan Ephraim says. B'chor that's only lefi Rashi. Lefi the Ritva Batim, he's not considered the shliach. Just look up yai nezach as long as he's paying for you. So then it's called then it's kaperei achoy the b'yai nesach. One could say that applies uniquely to yai nesach, and not to ribs. In the next Mishnah, it's mavur that when you're selling wine to a guy, so if the guy touches the wine before the mekach happens, so it's a problem because then you're when he pays you, you're getting money for yai nesach. You have to be careful that you only get the money after that you only that the guy only touches it after the mekach already happens. And that's totally in shira kainer or mais kainis, as we'll see it later on. So there's a question here that the ritvos already ma'ir the shach or a big question. That's mavur that if the guy touched it before the mekach finished, so then I can't get my money because I'm getting the money via nesach. So they asked from the gemara earlier on and after the testament beis that when the guy touches my wine, so it's mavur there that I can take his money, the thing that he took, that because I can say the meyai nesach koshakilma, because he was mazik me for making my wine usher into yai nesach, so the meyai nesach koshakilma, therefore I'm allowed to take his money. So in Cain, what's the whole problem of our Mishnah? Let's say it's true, the yain became yai nesach before the mekach happened, so I can't take this money as a mekach because it's the meyai nesach. So it's okay. I won't take it as a mekach, but I'll take it as a tashlumei nezikin. He was masking me. He made my wine. If he touched it before the mekach happened, so it was my wine. So he made my wine into yayin nesach. So he was masking me because he was masking me to make me into yayin nesach. So now I'll take his money as tashlumei nezikin. So it manushachah should be okay. If the mekach happens first, then it's money given for a mekach of my wine, which was mutter. And if the guy touched it first, then it also should be a mutter, because mei yai nesach kosha kilna. That's the question of the shach in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis Sivkot and Yud Aleph. So it's Tzchor Tali. The opinion of the Rambam there in Daf Nun Tes is only when the guy touches it b'mezid, and he answers it b'mezid, then I can take his money as tashlumei nezikin. But if it's b'sheyeg not, so for sure over here where the guy is just touching it in order to because he thinks it's his. And for sure he's allowed to touch it. So then we don't have this kula of the mei nesach kasha kilma. However, the Rashba argues, the Rashba holds that even when it's b'shoigig, stamazay, every time the guy touches it, I could always say the mei nesach kasha kilma. So it starts, I made a mistake, it's not the Shach who asks the question, but the Beis Yosef. In Simen Kuf Lamed Beis asks the question that our sugya is not that way. You see that even the guy is touching it b'shoigig, it becomes a problem. So, the shach in Kusiv Katan Yud Aleph says that it's nira kenoitel d'mei mekach, because here it's right, it's in the store and a mekach is happening, so it seems like you're taking d'mei mekach. That's the opinion of the shach, and that's why it's only aser midrabanan, but mikra din, you could still say d'mei yai nesach kosher kilma. That's the opinion of the shach. However, the Taz there in Kusiv Katan Zayin says that because he gave him reshus, the Yisrael gave the guy b'shus to take the wine, so then he has no taina b'chlal. The whole taina that the guy is mazim, he's tami touched my wine. But when I give him the wine, and I put it by him, for sure here, it's in order that he should make a mekach, so even if the mekach didn't actually happen yet, so for sure, here the guy, there's no taina of the mei ayin nesach kasha kilna. That's what the Taz and the Gra say, in there in Simon Kufam and Beis, and Betzim the Ritva by us as a Bikitzer. That here when it's done Midas HaYisrael, so there's no time of the Meyayin Esach HaShakelma, and that's why we have to make sure that the Mekach happens before the guy touches the wine. Now we start the Gemara. The Gemara brings the member of Amemar. Amemar says, and Mishicha is koina by a guy, because Hani Parasoi, Mishadri Parashani Vahadadi, Beloy Hadribu. We see that they send things to each other, they're going gifts to each other, and they're not chayzer, so it must be that Mashiach is koina by a guy. And Rav Ashi says, no, that's not a raya. Because they have gasus, Rashi says they're a bali gaiva, they don't want to send it back, but be aside, Mashiach is not koina. So the Peshuta are reading the words of the Gemara, the machlekes here, sounds like a machlekes and understanding the meaning of the Parsi. Amemar brought a raya from the way that the goyim act as a raya that Mashiach is koina. And Rav Ashi said, no, there's no raya from that. They are just because of their bali gaiva, but they themselves don't mean to use it as a kinyan. That would be the simple way to learn our Gemara. However, when one opens up B'chiris Daf Yud Gimel, you see something else entirely. The Rishonim quoted by us. There, it's mavur that part of a famous machlekes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, there in B'chiris, and in the B'metzia Daf Mem Zayin, Perek Hazav, that the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan is Dvar Teira Mois Koinos. And Midoraisa by Yisrael is Koina with Kesef. It's Koina Metaltalin with Kesef. And that we say always that you need Meshicha to be Koina Metaltalin, Rabbi Yechanan says is Midra Abonon. Gzeir Shem Yomer Loin Nisrfuchi Techo Ba'aliyah. And Midoraisa Mois are Koina. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. And Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish says Meshicha Mufureshis Minat Teira. Aikano Miara Misecha is the Makar for Kinyan Meshicha. That's a machlekes, and that's the famous machlekes of Yechanan and Reish Lakish. How are we kind of metatlin? The fear of Yechanan midaraisa bekesef, and the fear of Reish Lakish midaraisa bemeshicha. That's in Bamitzia. And the Tzugin Bechoris after Gimel is before that from this comes out of machlekes lagabe goy, but an opposite machlekes. That the pasuk says Oikano miyat amistecha, vayyid your kind of with meshicha according to Reish Lakish. And if Reish Lakish says that only by Yisrael the Kenyan is meshicha, but by a goy the Kenyan is not meshicha, rather the Kenyan is kesef. So if you Reish Lakish, by Yisrael it's meshicha and by a goy it's bekesef. And if you Biyachin the Gemara says vakert that be'amischa it's meshicha is not koina. That's Biyachin learns the pasuk that meshicha is not koina, but a goy meshicha is yeah koina. So according to Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish hold, by Kenyan from Israel, they hold the exact opposite by Kenyan from a Goy. And the fear of Rabbi Yechonon, Kenyan from a Goy is Dafka with Meshicha, and for Reish Lakish it's Dafka not with Meshicha, Dafka with Kesef. That's the sugya in Bechiris. So Tesis says that the Machlekes by us between Amemar and Rav Ashi is really the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish. That Amemar holds like Amemar that says a Meshicha is Koina by a Goy, holds that by Yisrael Kesef is Koina, and Rav Ashi that says that Mashiach is not Koina holds like Reish Lakish that Mashiach is Koina by Yisrael. That's the way to learn the sugya here. The Ramban also goes with this. Ramban has numerous questions along the way. Even Tosfos asks questions on this Mahalach, say that it's Mamish and Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ramban has a tzad to say that no, that it could be that. A Meimar could go both like Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. And a Meimar could say that even if you're Reish Lakish, it holds that Mashiach is Koina by Yisrael, but also by a Goy Mashiach is Koina. And he darshins a mitzchot means something else. And that therefore the pasuk that Reish Lakish brings, say that Kesef is Koina, is not only by Yisrael, but even by a Goy. And by a Goy, and therefore a Meimar that says Mashiach is Koina by a Goy could say that he works out with Reish Lakish. And also Rav Ashi has a way that he can work out with Rabbi Yechanan, telling the drushes in the sugya in Bechiris. Shemad does want to work it out that our sugya is not actually telling the machlokes of Yechanan and Reish Lakish. But Tais learns to know that our Gemara is telling the din of Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Whatever you hold by Yisrael, you hold the opposite by a goy. So the Gemara by us is very shver in Taisus. What's a Meimar's proof from the Parsiim? Hare, who cares about the Parsiim? We have a question of what the dinim in the Torah are. Why are we looking what's going on by the Parsin? So Tosfos says that ein zekim amas lo bialma. It's like an excuse. Sheminigav yisei min ha-parsim. She'enim choyz r'machar ha-meshicha. Sh'ma min ha-shekach adin. If we see the guy acting this way, then some of them, they're doing what's right. Some of them they have a mesiras in the way they make kinyanim. And if they're making kinyanim in this way, some of that's proper, that's sort of a raya, that's taka the way to learn the psukim, and that's the din midaraisa. That's how Taiz explains what the amasla is. But before in Taiz is that there was a way to learn the sugya kipshutai. There was a way to learn the sugya that would bring a proof from the Parsiyim, not how to explain a pasuk, but the proof from their minhag that the din is that way. That was a way to learn the sugya. Taiz says that's incorrect. Really, we're talking about dinim d'araisa. Rather, we're just showing that we're showing what they do as a proof that's mustamad, they did it correctly, and that's a proof to what the din Torah is. But you couldn't learn the sugya differently, that there was proving from what they did themselves. This is mavur in the, this mahalach in the sugya is mavur in the Chuvas HaRashba, the Chuvas was called the Chuvas HaMiyuchosos L'Ramban. Usually the thing was the Ramban's, but it's mavur that it's bar that's really the Rashba's Chuvah. In Simin Reish Chafei, the Rashba there deals with the question, which we'll see later on, we shouldn't deal with it, how to sell in my Bechor to a Goy, when my animal is about to give birth to its first child. I want to sell to a Goy so that it shouldn't be Chayv in Bechorah. Because if the child is a Bechor, it makes very big problems, Bizman Hazeh. Because we can't bring a Bechor as a Korban. So how do we make sales to the Goy to get rid of Bechorah? So the Rashba says the following, that it's totally nor sugya, meaning it's really totally machlekes Rav Ashi and Ameimar, whether Mashiach is kain or kesef is kain. So the Rashba says the Gemara was only talking about in those times. The Rashba says nowadays bizman hazeh kainim zemi zeh bekesef af anu minayu kainim hem bekesef bedineim, that because the goyim are kain from each other with kesef, so also we could be kain from them with kesef. Deloitehei elo shenoagu hanhaga milsi, even if all it is a minhag. Doesn't matter. A minig is also important. Afilu Yisrael be Yisrael, even by one yid from another yid. Ukoisish amru perkeizu neshech. I see tumta kanya. I see tumta is a minig of how to be kind of things, so it could be kind of. Afilu the mikna mamish. Bedurta the nehigi to konu mamish. The koshkin minidon shelafanenu. So the Rashi says that if the goyim nowadays are noig to be kind with kesef, so for sure we could be kind with kesef. Because it's like order from Situmta, which is a Kenyan. And the Rashba is a Raya. The Raya from our Gemara. Efter Nami, the Hainu Gomer Ravashi, Romois Ruchahu, then a Kitna Lahu. Tol Inyan, Begas, Saruach Levad, Veloibe Minik Kavua, Lemardena Koinekal, Lafil Mishu Minik. Says that Ravashi said the only reason we can't bring a Raya from them is because it's Gasus Ruach. But if it wouldn't be for Gasus Ruach, then you could bring a Raya from them. What does he care? What do we care about what the Parsiim are doing? Elamaitzim of word that we can learn from the main hagim of the goyim of how to be kind of how they're kind of from each other, and maybe how also we're going to be kind of from them, because that's the proper way, that's another way to make a kinyan is din of situmta. So before in the Rashi that the way to learn the sugi here, I actually learned the sugi me din situmta, that a meimer is being arrived from the minug that you're actually kind of me din situmta. That's the minig is that way, so we should be kaina. And Rashi says, no, that even they don't mean that as a kinyan. It's only because of gas saruach. But they don't really mean to be kaina with Mashiach itself. So that's the way the Rashi learned the sugya. And it seems from Taisus that was the way that he could have learned the sugya. Just Taisus bases on the sugya in Bechairus to not learn our sugya that way. That the sugya here is not dealing midin tzitumta, rather just bring a proof to what the din is midaraisa. But if the derech agam avur in this Rashba, this Chuvas HaMiyuchosos to the Ramban, which is really the Rashba, that Yitumta is Kaina Midaraisa. It's a big question in the Achronim, is Yitumta Kaina Midaraisa? And the Rashba is mavur that it is. That's why the Rashba wants to say that you could use the Pater from Bechira. That's a Din Daraisa. That the Kinyan of Yitumta is Kaina Midaraisa, and it works even to Pater from Bechira. That's mavur in the Rashba. However, that's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer in Yerideh Asim and Shin Yudalid, that in our Rashat Mavur that Tzitumta is Kainim Yidarais. However, the Avni Nezer in Yerideh Asim and Tov Yud, and also the Biur Halacha in Simin Tov Mem Ches Sif Gimel, they both say that the Rashat Mavur was, at the end of the Tshuva, was Mesupik in this, whether Tzitumta works Yidaraisa to be a Kenyan. And therefore you can't use the minute that the goyim have to make kinyanim. But the opinion of the Chasam Sofer is that this is actually the maskana of the Rashma, that Tumta is the kinyan deraisa, and that works. This is big nafkaminos in many, many areas of halacha, be kinyan from a goy. The Mishnah there is talking about being kinyan yudal aminim from a goy, or it's important to talk about the most, was kinyanim with a goy, and mechiras chametz and erev Pesach. See later on how to sell your chametz to the goy. Big nafkamina, can we use Tumta? Do we need to be machmir? The opinion of many rishonim is that it's machmir both shitas, that mishich and kesef, or can we use Tumta? And that also works. Me daraisa. The Magen Avraham, thereby mechiras chametz and simetaf memchetz, brings from the masses binyamin that azlina basar divrei. And we go with the dinim of the goyim to prove how to learn out from them how to make a kinyan with them. Whoever a goyim make kinyanim amongst themselves, that's also how we're kinyan from them. So Magen Avraham asks that in our taisis mavur that you need the din tayir and our basar dinayim. You can't use their din. So in the Chasam Sofer over there, in the Gaius and Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, he brings where the Magen Avraham learned that out of our taisis. That's before here. And we learned it that we directly go with the din tayir. And the Chasam Sofer concludes, I hate the v'tshuvas amichosis la'ramban v'tim sanachas. That the Rashba actually learned out of our sugya, not that way. That we do go with the minhagim of the goyim to learn out from them how to make kinyonim. However, the Magen Avraham understood that Teis argued that. Teis held that we can't go use the minhagim. Teis was saying, don't learn the Gemara based on their minhagim, because actually their minhagim are irrelevant, and we can't use their minhagim. The only thing that we use is the Din Torah. The Magen Avraham learned that this was goof of the machlekes between Teis and the Ramban and the Rashba. And the Magen Avraham passed like the Teis. Another point here is what are these paradishani? These paradishani that these goyim sent to one another. So there are two perushim in Rashi about the paradishani. First prat in Rashi is that it's a doyrin, that it's a gift. The goyim send a gift to one another. And in Cain, so Amimer brought a raya from the gifts of the goyim that Mashiach is koine. And Ravashi said it's not a raya, it's only because of the gasus ruach. But it's mavur lefiza that the need on whether Mashiach is koine by goyim is by gifts. That's mavur in the Gemara lefiza. Okay, the second shot of Rashi learns, I know, that he was sending, they made up a mekach, they're going to send Salam a lot, and he gave him one to test it out, and he sent him that one, and he was koine it with Mashiach. That one kav is koine with Mashiach. So Taisa says that it has to be like the second shot of Rashi, that you can't say the first part of Rashi that they were gifts, because Taisa says that even in the Mount Omar, that only Kesef is koine, and Mashiach is not koine, but by Matana or Metzia, where there's no Kesef, so then definitely Mashiach is going to be koine. So if the Gemara here is talking about a deir and a gift, then there wouldn't be a machlekas Amemer and Ravashi. Even if we hold it normally, a guy needs to be koine with kesef, but by gifts, where it's not shayach kesef, so then a vadi are koine with Mashiach. That's Taisus Aran Rashi, and that's the opinion of Taisus, that the man to that a goyim are koine with kesef, which is Ravashi, which also the fear Rabbi Yechanan, that Yisrael is koine with kesef, that's only by a mekach, where they're a sale. But by a gift or by a mitziah, then you're cutting out with Mashiach l'kuli alma. That's the opinion of Taisus. However, it seems that Rashi argues. Rashi does explain the Gemara here as a gift, first Prat and Rashi. And the Ritvan by Mitziah daf Mem Zayin brings B'shem the Ramban, that the man to Amar, Mois Kainais is even by Matana, you need Mois. Or even by Matana Mashiach is not Kainais, more correctly said, even by Matana Mashiach is not Kainais. I think this is a very large subject. This question of whether Manda Omar Mois Kainos can by Matana is Mashiach Kainos or not. Shem will have another shir related to this topic and other topics around the Iker Sugya of Mois Kainos by Yisrael and by Agoy and who the halacha is like. That will be in the next shir. In this shir, we're going to continue on dealing with the Gufa Sugya and not get into the other questions dealing with the general topic of Mois Kainos. In the second shot of Rashi, as we mentioned it before, that these paradishani were when you're selling a lot, selling a kor chitim, which is 30 kav, and you just sent him one kav, and he sees if it's good, and he was kainin that kav with Mashiach. Rashi says, "Im akev alakeach oisay kav etzle miskayim amekach, Before that, with one kav, with being kind of that one kav, with the whole mekach is chal. This Rashi, it's very big chiddush. It sounds like from Rashi that when you're selling a lot of items and you make a mishich on one, you make a ma'isa kinyan on one. So that makes a kinyan to happen on everything that goes with it. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. That's what the Chacham Shlomo from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger in Chesh Mishpat Simin Kuf Sadi Zayin. That's even derived from Rashi. It's very problematic. It's very big chiddush. It's also very problematic from Gemaras. For instance, the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Mem Zayin says a person sells a parah and a talis together, and the loikeach is moishech the parah, so he was not koine the talis. Fiyar Rashi, l'chor, you should be koine, because when you did a meshicha and a chelak of the mekach, so then everything was chal. So in the Sefer Torah Sakinyon in Perek Vav, he brings achronin that dealt with Arashi, brings there the Imre Yosher in Chelak Beis, then of Simin Ayin, says that Rashi doesn't mean this as a klal. You're always kind of everything when you did a mashiach and part. Rashi means that you're kind of this kav with mashiach and that. The Iker Nidim in the Gemara between Amemer and Ravashi was about this kav. Why are you kind of this kav? The Goyim also had some other deal that if you're kind of the one kav, but the kinyan with a real Maisa Kinyan, then it's understood that you want to be kind of everything, and you're kind of everything with the kinyan Tzitzumta. Mentioned earlier that there's a kinyan of whatever they make up to be a kinyan, that could be a kinyan. So what, because you did a real kinyan on this, so then there's an understood t'nai that when you're kind of this, so then you get everything that goes with it. So that the rest you're kind of here, we didn't see tumta, and that was the specific deal that they had made up. But it's not a klal everywhere that mashiach on part is kind of the rest. Mashiach always needs to be mashiach the davar hanikne. So normally about a mashiach on one part is not going to be kind of everything. That's about the Pshat and the Paradishani. Another point here in the Sugya is the Gemara brings the Eraya to the question of whether Mashiach is Kainah or Mois are Kainahs. And the fact that Rav told the people that sold wine, he told them to make sure to get the money first. Make sure that you get the money from the Goy before the Goy touches the wine. So the Gemara asks that if Mashiach is Kainah, so why does Rav need to make this whole Mahalich to make sure you get the money, and if not to lend the money to pay you. Simply, the guy makes mashicha before he touches the wine, and then everything is going to be okay because it's already the guy's wine. So even though it becomes usher, so he's not giving you dmei yayin esach because when he was kain it, the wine was mutter. So even if he pays you the money later, the money is not called dmei isuriano. So more answers in the end that he put the wine into the kli of the guy, and the wine became usher before the guy was kain it. So that was the problem. So even though Mashicha is Kaina, but here the wine became Usr, because this Arab with the guy's other wine, the wine became Usr before the guy was Kaina. So that's why Rav had to tell them to give the money first. So ask Stasis a very basic question. Tais de Meso Shkilu. Tais says, but Lamanda Omar the Mashicha is Kaina, Kesef is not Kaina. So Lamaisa, what did Rav accomplish? Rav was worried that Lamaisa, the wine is going to become usher before the guy is kind with Mashicha. So Rav had a great idea. So the guy should give you money. The guy gives you the money first and everything's okay. He didn't accomplish anything. It's true the guy gave you money first. But the kesef isn't kaina. Only Mashicha is kaina. So he gave you money. He gave you money early. He gave you advance payment for what he's going to be kaina in 2 minutes' time. By the time that he was kainet, the wine already became usher bahana. So how does it help that he gave you money now, but he still called the Meyayin Esach. Mekach is actually happening later. So he's just paid you early for the Mekach later, but that money is called the Meyayin Esach. So therefore the money should be Yasser. That was today's question. Very, very important question on the Sugya. So this question is mashma to say that even the Mount Amar Mashiach is Kaina doesn't mean that only Mashiach is Kaina. It means also Mashiach is Kaina. This would be Ramban. Actually, it proves, we mentioned earlier, the opinion of the Ramban, that a Meimer said Mashiach is Kaina, he didn't mean only Mashiach is Kaina, rather he meant also Mashiach is Kaina. Then it would be very good. The whole din of the Gemara is that if Mashiach is Kaina, then why did Rav have to tell him to get the money first? The guy does Mashiach, and only afterwards it becomes Aser. So because it's enough with Mashiach to be Kaina, so then why did they have to make this idea of getting the money first? And the answer, no. We were a case when the Mashiach happened after it became Usr. So therefore, what did Rav say? Rav said they should get the money. and you get the money first, so then the goy is kaidin with kesef. And then for sure it's okay. It's not about, it's not, we don't say that it's the meyayin esech. Because the kesef made the kinyan happen before the wine became usher. So then there won't be any problem of the meyayin esech. Because either meshicha or kesef is kaidin. That would be the would be mashma from this question. Tezis does mention this answer. That the one who says his teretz in the Gemara held that either meshicha or kesef is kaina. That's not actually the pshat in Amemer. Amemer holds that only meshicha is kaina. But the Haidatonchi, the one that gave this answer, that said that really the wine became usher first, and that's why Rav said give the money earlier, was because he held that either meshicha or kesef is kaina. That's the last teretz. Other terutzim had answered this question. However, there's another possibility in this question, which is a yisayit in Chesh Mishpat. Is comes from the Rashba. The Rashba in Teres Abayis, and also in the Chidushim, the Beis Yosef brings us from the Rashba in Teres Abayis, that it's the, you gave the money first, the Goyim gave the money first, but we don't say that Lamafreya, it became the Meyayin Esach. Why not? Says the Rashba, when you gave the money, Lavel Mehavi Pikadun Gabeya Vinu Niale. The idea wasn't to be a Pikadun. Ela de Likni Luhu Mehashta. That, rather that you should be Koyin from right now. And he gave them in order to spend it. From the time that he gave it to them, says the Rashba, that he gave him the money originally, I'll ask to give him the wine later. And he wasn't giving them as a pikadon, hold on to this money, and when we do the meshicha, then the mekach will happen. No. He was paying him now into Mei Mekach. He's giving him money in order to that it's his and you should go spend it as the Mei Mekach. So it's true that the kinyan only happens at a later time. But the money, we can't say the money was given as the Mei Yayin Esech. Because at the time that you gave the money was being given for Yayin, which was Mutter. And the money is now called the Mei Mekach. Even before the Mekach happens, the money is called the Mei Mekach. That's what the Rashba holds. This needs explanation. How can there be Dmei Mekach until there's a Mekach? Meaning, if Meshicha is Koine and Kesef is not Koine, so then you can't pay for a Mekach until a Mekach happens. And you could just give the money first, you could just tell them to hold the money to watch to you as a Pikodin, and then when the Mekach happens, then you'll be Koine it. But how can you give Dmei Mekach before a Mekach happens? I think the explanation of this Rashba is a piece of Yisoid I heard from Abashar Eli many, many times. Sechs Kiddushin, many, many times, he said over this Yisoid, that Yisoid, every Mekach, even though you need a Maisa Kinyan, what's the Das behind the Mekach is the Dvorim Shal Mekach. There's a Haskama that the Moichin and the Lakeach come to, that's what this we're going to sell. I'm selling you this Chayfetz for this price, and these, under these conditions. The idea behind the Mekach is the Dvorim of the Mekach. Is the agreement between the Meicher and the Lekeach. However, the Torah said that the Dvarim is not good enough to make a Mekach. You need to do a Maisa Kinyan. The Mekach is only Chal. The Divrei HaMekach are only Chal Idei Maisa Kinyan. But the Maisa Kinyan doesn't exist in a vacuum. The Maisa Kinyan comes to solidify the Divrei HaMekach, the agreement that was come to between the Meicher and the Lekeach. Now, as you said, that you want to explain the idea of Amira by Kiddushin, why you need to say Arayat Mekudeshetzli, that Amira is the Divrei Mekach of Kiddushin, many, many things about this you say. I think with this you say, we can understand the Rashba. Because we had a question on this Rashba here, that how could it shaykh the Mei Mekach until the Mekach happens? How could you pay now for a Mekach which did not yet happen? It's true that the Maisa Kinyan didn't happen, but there already were Divrei Mekach. The Divrei Mekach is that I'm selling you this object for $10. That's what we made up. So there are two parts of the Mekach, is the object and the payment. So it's true, al pidin, you're not mechuyev to pay until I give you the object. But the payment is part of the deal. So when you paid, it's not stam that I'm giving you a pikadon. No, that's the Mekach. It came, once it comes after the divrei Mekach, the agreement between the Mekach and the Lekeach, then it's called the money for the Mekach. So this money was not Dmei Yayin Esech. It was paid for a kosher wine. Afterwards, in the time the Mekach happened, the wine happens to be Usher. But the money that was given now was actually given as Dmei Mekach, and that was for wine which was Mutter. However, Teis argues on this, he says in Chesh Mishpat. Teis says that it's considered meyayin esach. Why is that? Chartei told that even when you give the money right now, but it's not called to be a mekach right now. It's only like waiting, and it's an escrow. It's waiting for the mekach to happen, and then it'll become the mekach. So now that the mekach happened, so the money says bara that the money of Mafreya was the meyayin esach. So come, this is a machlokes between Teis and the Rashba. The Rashba has a question on himself, though. Rashba has a question that Lamaisa. So what's the story again? Only Mashiach is koinen. The time that the Mashiach happens, the wine is asher b'hatna. But the guy gave the money to the Yisrael beforehand, and the money is called the Meimekach, and therefore it's not called the Meiyayin Netzach. Ask the Rashba, what happens? The Yisrael is now pouring his wine into the guy's kli. And the dinah says the Rashba, because the Gemara Baba Basra, when a person says kar b'shleishim, that he sells a person a kar of chitim for 30 selah. Until that you're kind of everything, so you could change your mind. So here what's happening, the Yisrael is pouring the wine into the kli of the guy. And until the Yisrael finishes pouring however much they merit, he's selling him 5 liters of wine. Until he finishes all the 5 liters, so the guy could change his mind. So there, the Yisrael doesn't, so the wine that's in the kli of the guy is already asher b'hanah. It's already asher b'hanah, it became yayin esach. So now the Yisrael is right to b'kiyumai of that wine that's in the kli of the guy. The Yisrael wants that wine to stay intact, because if something will happen to that wine, then the guy is going to change his mind. Because the megach doesn't happen until the guy is kind of off, makes a kinyan on everything. So some of the wine is already asher b'hanah. And so and that wine is necessary for the Yisrael, that wine should stay intact. So it should be asher because of reitz b'kiyumai. That's the question of the Rashba. Answers the Rashba Chiddush that the only time that Rabbi Shmuel said that you could be chazer by is when you didn't pay anything, but when you gave the money first, if the lekeach first gave the money to the meicher, then he's at, the lekeach is at least koina for each saw, each thing that he made a kinyan on, that he will be koina. So here, when the guy already paid the Yisrael for the wine, and now that the guy made this kaina some wine, so all the wine that he was kaina, that the mekach already happened on, and it's not a problem. That is the yisoy that the Rashba says here. Kreger points out this is a chiddush ladina that we don't find in other places. Kreger in Tshuva, Madura Kama, Simon Lamed Zayin, points out this Rashba is a chiddush. It brings from the Ramah in Simon Reish Zayin, in Chesh Mishpat, that does not pass like the Rashba. But the Rashba here is Mavura Chiddush. That the Rashba holds that when you give money for the mekach, so and then you go start making the kinyan on part of it, even though the deal was to be kinyan all 30, but whatever you made a ma'isa kinyan on, that the kinyan is chal. The Rashba doesn't really explain why this should be true. Kinyan the pshat is that once you've already paid for it, we see that you really want the mekach to happen, even though the ma'is are not kinyan and only mashiach is kinyan, but for what you paid for, there's already full Gemira's das that you want the kinyan to be done already. So you just need a ma'isa kinyan. Even though we said I'm selling you 30 for 30 selah, but once you paid me, so it's clear that whatever you actually is in your hand, then you want this story to be over and you want to be kinyan. Come on, and that's what the Rashba says over here. Okay, guys, we mentioned Kreger says the Ramah passes not this way. And Kreger wants to also say even the Rashba, la halacha, doesn't hold this way. The Rashba at the end agrees to the Ramban. The Ramban, as we said before, the Ramban learned out from this question that a Meimar holds that Mashiach is Koina doesn't mean only Mashiach, but rather also Mashiach. If that is the Pshat, then the question of Teis doesn't start Bechlal. There's no room for any of the Chidushim of the Rashba. But there were two Yesedis that we learned out of the Rashba. Maybe it was Chesra in the end, but at least when he was going, Al Darkam Shalat Teis, two Yesedis we learned out. Number one, when you give money before the Mashiach, before the Mekach, but it's still called Dmei Mekach, and therefore it does not become Dmei Yai Nesach L'Mafreya. And another you say that the Rashba said that even when you say Kar B'Shleishim, but if you give money beforehand, then whatever you make a Mashiach on, you cannot be Chayzer. Oh. Another point here in the Gemara is the Gemara now comes to explain why, if Mashiach is Kaina, then what was Rav's problem? Harei Mashiach was already Kaina, and then it does not become Yai Nesach until later. So the Gemara says, "Idik a kail for Rami lemana di Yisrael hachanami." Hachriya tik a kail for Rami lemana da akum. The Gemara says that if you put in the kli of Yisrael, then avadi should be kind of first before it became yai nesach. Here we're talking about they put into the kli of the guy, and then there was this arif with the wine of the guy, and became also because of the taroivis. We're in Hemshah HaGemara that here we think that we're talking about Kinyan Meshicha, sorry, Kinyan Hagba. That the reason you're kinyan in the Kli is Midin Kinyan Hagba. So the Rav points out over here, we see a Chiddush, that when if the Lekeach is holding the object, the Dovra Nikne, in the Kli of the Meicher, then it's still called the Kinyan Hagba. Don't think that the Kli of the Meicher makes it that you can't be kinyan. Because it's his kli. That's makes it, even that also that would make it that it's kli not my hagba b'chol because it's still in his rishus. No, we see that even if the lekeach is holding the kli of the meicher, that could be a ma'isa kinyan. Because Mar held that the guy picks it up in the kli of the Yisrael. The Ritva says no, it's not muchach. That the Gemara doesn't mean dafka. The Gemara could mean not dafka the Yisrael of the meicher. It means a Yisrael. The lekeach held it in the kli of some Yisrael, then it would be okay. Here, we're talking about that he held it in his own kli, the kli of the guy, and therefore became a problem that was mixed up with Yai Nesach. So the Gemara asks that even if it's the kli of the guy, soif soif kimati lavir demona kanye, Yai Nesach layavi ademati lavir isay demona. So but it's already the guy's already kaina when it's in the avir of his kli. And it only becomes Yai Nesach when it gets to the bottom of the kli and it gets mixed up with the rest of his wine. So here the Gemara was handling that it should be kaina mitzam hakbol, before Shin Rashi. It's also Gemara later on. Only Gemara later on said Silikni Le Kalev. Right now we thought that you're kind of Mitam Hagba. Before here, a fascinating Chiddush, that you could be kind of Hagba even though it wasn't Mugba Mikoichai Bichlal. The Yisrael poured into the Kli of the guy. The guy is holding the Kli. It's now in the airspace of the guy's Kli. The guy is claiming kind of Mitam Hagba. The Ritva is very bothered by this. Hagba always needs, you need to do some action to pick the thing up itself, or at least to make that it gets let higher up, like the Rishonim learn in the Gemara Kiddushin, that if you're trying to be kind an elephant, and you put food on top of it, and it jumps up to get the food, so that also works. It has to be some way that the Lekeach made the Chavetz become lifted up higher. Here the guy did nothing, he was just holding his Kli, and the wine falls into the Avir of his Kli. Says the Ritva, Kevin Davir Shosef Lanuach Kemunach Dami, the Ilu Noch, Chashiva Hagba, umeachshav umiyasher akli yofe, inyan sheyavo hayayin laavirav lo yishofich lachutz, hachashiv lagmaisa lagmas midin Hagba. Says the Ritva that the avir shesayfo anuach is kemunach domi. It's already k'ilu landed on the bottom of the kli. And when it lands there, then it is considered Hagba. It's already, so even though lagmaisa didn't land, but you're already doing an act to make it that it should be inside of your kli. You're holding the kli straight in a way that it will land in your kli. If you hold the kli on the side, then it won't land on the kli. So we already see that when it lands on the kli, it's a sure card you called your hagba. Because it's only because of your force that you're being kainet. So now, because of the way you're holding the kli, and it's considered like it's on the bottom of your kli, so it's considered that you're the one who's enabling the hagba over here. The wine is shaykh to the bottom of your kli, and it's only because of the way you're holding the kli that it's there. That's called that it's your hagba. That's the Chiddush, fascinating Chiddush in Hagba that we see in our Sugya. Hagba doesn't actually need physical strength, but it means that it's only due to me, due to the way of holding my Kli, that the Hagba happens, and that's also called the Hagba. Tezim Gittin, though, Yudhiya Tezim Gittin, the Fine Testament days, learned that our Gemara is already here. Gemara meant Mitam Kalim and not Mitam Hagba. Tezim doesn't explain why, it's not so much from the Hemshach of the Gemara. But Kinnear, the Tezim was bothered by the question of the Ritva. That how could it be called a hagba if you're not doing any force to make it be mugba? Another point here is Rashi and Gittin in the Fine Testament Beis holds that mechitz of a kli cannot be kaina. A kli is only a kaina when it gets to the bottom of the kli, but when a chevet is in the mechitz of the kli, it's different than mechitz of a chatzar. Mechitz of a chatzar of a binyan, so then it is kaina. Mechitz of a kli, they're not. Rashi says they're not asi lishmor b'seichan. So it was when the get gets into the avir of the mechitzas, it doesn't work. She's not megureshes. So Teis there and Gittin the Fine Test asks Mar Sugya, and our Sugya is mavur. And when the yain nesach got into the avir, the yain got into the avir of the kli of the guy is kaina. We see that avir of a kli is kaina. So That's the Teres Chaim already, Teres Chaim Bayah says that it's Rashi Lashitase. Rashi in our sugya held that the Kenyan is Mitam Hagbo, not Mitam Kalim. So there's no Echacha in our sugya about the Kenyan of Kalim. Tesis, from this Tesis question, we see that Tesis learned that already this part of the Gemara, the Kenyan was Mitam Kalim. That's Tesis had a question on Rashi. Rashi Lashitase, that the Gemara here was held that it works Mitam Hagbo. So that's not sure. However, it is sure in the end of the Gemara. That does not ask on Rashi, but that's still going to be sure. The Gemara says that it's manacha ara, and the Gemara says still the tikni lekelev. Why isn't the kli of the goy kaina? The Gemara means to say that the kli is kaina before it gets to the bottom of the kli. The kli is kaina when it's in the avira kli, and only when it gets to the bottom of the kli does it become yayin esach. So mavur ladya that a kli is kaina even in avir, even the mechitz of the kli, even the avir of the kli. So this is very sure in the opinion of Rashi in Gittin Ayin Tetz. So two answers I found in the Achronim. One is the Chassam Sofer there in Gittin says that the Gemara by us means that it's teich gimel, that teich gimel tvachim is called lavur. It's considered that it's munach in the bottom of the kli. So for klapi the din of munach, that's not working mitzad the avir of the kli. That's kilu munach on the bottom of the kli, because it's within lavud of the bottom of the kli. So that has mamish anoch in the bottom of the kli. Mashein kein for the din of yain nesach is only when it actually becomes the kosher wine gets actually ma'urav with the yain nesach. So that's only when it actually hits the wine on the bottom of the kli and it gets ma'urav, then it becomes yain nesach. That's his teretz. But the Rashi and the Ritva and Gittin say in other teretz, what they say there is that only by a get which needs to be mintar. Not by a mekach, which does not need to be mintar. So it's not so clear in what way is get different than other things about mintar. So the ksais in Simin Reish of Katan Beis says the pshat is that it's not whether the get is mintar, whether the other object is mintar. Also, there's no difference in being kainah get or being kainah a regular chayfet, whether it needs to be mintar or not. The question about the chotzer says the ksais the following. The Vadi Avir Kli Nami Chatzerai. Vada Rashi holds that you could be Kaina in the Avir of a Kli. It's like your Chatzer to be Kaina. As a fish ain't it also Avirai Lishmar. Havalik my Chatzer Shaina Mishtamer. Because the Avir of the Kli is not normally watch things. It's not a way to hold things to, that they should be safeguarded in the Avir of the Kli. So then, therefore that chilek of the kli, the avir of the kli is like, has a koyach to be kainim itam chotzer. But that chilek of the avir of the kli is like a chotzer sheinim mishtamir. Kashikos of Rashi, te'inu wasi avir and lishmor. So this part of the kli is a chotzer sheinim mishtamir. Ubeget it, boino and davka chotzer mishtamir. The boy, do me the yodo, my yodo mishtamiris. So because we get the fact that chotzer is kainim beget, it's zeviyah yad, my yad mishtamer, also chotzer to mishtamer, so the chotzer beget needs to be a chotzer mishtamer. So that's where not kainim beget. Avo b'mechar u'matono, d'loi boi shimur klal, im kain avir kli nami mahani. Shein kemayos, we're just talking about a regular mekach, there's no din of you need a chotzer mishtameres. So, at least when it's not secharis makin, you don't need a chotzer mishtameres. So meila, That's why it could be kind of even avirakli. So again, to summarize here, what we saw in this opinion of Kalim, we saw the opinion of the Ridva. We saw earlier that Ridva and Rashi that Hagba works even though it's not done mikoyche bichlal. Just as in the avir, it also works because it says Ridva only because of the way you're holding the kli. Then we say avir kli ke kli. And Taisin Gittin seems to argue. Taisin learns that it only works mitam Kalim. Rashi in Gittin holds that a kli cannot be koine be'avirai, because not asu lishmor. Teis asks from our sugi it's muchach, and if you point out, at least in the maskan of the Gemara, it's muchach, that avir kli is koine. So the Chassam Sofer said it's talking about teich gimel, within lavud of the bottom of the kli. So it's not working mitam, the mechit, the avir, rather it's like the bottom of the kli itself. And the Ksais and the Rishonim say that the word of Rashi is that this part of the Kli is not Minta. It's not considered a Chotzer Mishtameres. And that only by Get we need a Chotzer Mishtameres and not by Metziah Matona. When there's not Secheres Makna, we do not need a Chotzer Mishtameres. One last point about this, about the Kli of the Goy. It's Mavur in our Gemara that a Goy is also Koyin Midin Kalim. something is in the avir of the guy, or the bottom of the kli of the guy. So the guy is kainah, and then his kalim are kainah. So it's a very interesting point, because the fact that always you could be kainah something in a kli. Before, by kinyanim in many sugyas, also in getin perek hazoirik, by a get, you could be kainah something in your kli. So the sheet in Bamitzia and the testament days says works mitin chotzer. That's what it has to be. That a chotzer, the person, is not only a chotzer that stays in one place, that's immobile. Even a mobile chotzer is considered a chotzer. And therefore it's kaina mitam chotzer. So we see in Cain, from the fact that a guy is kaina bekelim, that a guy can also be kaina bekinyan chotzer. It's a charmuchach in our sugya. So it's not so pashut. Because the Gemara says in Bamitzia, a chotzer is mitam shlichus. And a guy doesn't have shlichus. That's what that member says in Amunas Shmuel, Simon Mem Dalet. Says that a goyim can't be kind of a chotzer because chotzer mitam shlichus and goyim do not have shlichus. However, the ksois in Kuf Tzadi Dalet and the nesivus in the psichat of Simon Reish, also with Kregor and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish, and the Marit Agazi and Bechiris, they all bring a rife from our sugya. Not that way, connect the Amunas Shmuel. We see in our sugya that a goyim can have a kinyan kalim and kalim is mitam chotzer. It's muchach that a goyim also has a kinyan chotzer. So back to the question of the Munas Shmuel. Harei chotzer mitam shlichus, and a goy doesn't have shlichus. So the Marit Agazi says an interesting chiddush. The fact that we find there's no shlichus for a goy is that between a goy and a Yisrael. And a goy can be the shliach of a Yisrael. Says Marit Agazi, but a goy can be a shliach for another goy. A goy is not mufka from the whole union of shlichus. So in Cain, a chotzer of a goy, let the chotzer be like a goy. But a guy, when one guy that I know is chotzer, is a shliach for him to be kainah. That's the Marit Agazi. The Steitler in Bechiris says another teretz. That a guy can't have shlichus is that a guy can't have a minu of shlichus. But chatzirut in meila is the kriya be the shliach of a guy. The guy can't be. It's not shaykh to be mani a guy is a shliach. Or a guy cannot be mani a shliach. But a chotzer is a shliach without any minu. So that a guy does have shlichus. And that's why a guy could have a kinyan chotzer. So Akapanu, it's Mechar Ruch in our sugya, Kenegede Munas Shmuel, that a guy does have a kinyan chotzer. You have to say that here, this shlichus, for some reason, is different, that a guy does have it. Either because a guy, for could be a shlich of a guy, that's what the Marit Agazi says. And the Stipler says that the problem of a guy is only with minoy shlichus, but a shlichus that works that minoy, a guy could have. The last point we're going to talk about today is the topic of Medida. Tomorrow brings it at the end, it's really pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes a difference between Pasak Atchulei Modar and Modar Atchulei Pasak. That when that if the Psika happens first before the Medida, so then the money is Mutter because the Kinyan happened before it became Yayin Nesach. But if the Medida happened before the Psika, and as Gemara says, there's no Gemiras Das until you set up, until you decide how much money it's going to cost. So then the wine becomes Asur for Yayin Nesach before the Kinyan happens. And the money is usher of the Mei Surihan of the Mei Yayin Nesach. That's before in the sugya. So it's not so clear as what is this medita exactly. What it seems like from the sugya is more here in the end is we're talking about meshicha. But medita is with the meshicha. It's medita meshicha or something else. So Rashi in the Mishnah says the medita is meshicha. Rashi says kishemoydei hainu meshicha. Rashi and Rashi, the Medida is a Meshicha. However, the Bach is Magi and Rashi, because Kishemoydeid, Vahainu Meshicha. Not that Medida itself has to be a Meshicha, but Meshicha happens at the same time as Medida. That's the first in the Groan Shulchan Aruch and Tzimt Kuflam and Beis, Sifkat and Zayin, that not that Medida is Meshicha, just at the time of Medida is when Meshicha happens. So the Rashba, in here in Chidushim, in the Teres Habayis, and Daf Memtes and Mebeis, the Rashba says that it's near Mipirish Rashi that the Yisrael is the one who did Medida. The Yisrael is the one who poured it out from his Kalim into the Kli of the Goy. He's the one who did the Medida. Because Rashi learns, says from the Rashba, that the Medida happened before the Meshicha. First, which is the way we'd assume it simply, that first you measure it out, and then the Goy does Meshicha to take it and to bring it home. So the Medida happens first. So if the Medida would be done by the Goy, then it would be Nesach because of Yayin Nesach. Then the Medida would make it also because of Yayin Nesach. Because the Goy is the one, the Goy is Koichoy of the Goy, says the Rashba, to make it also because of Yayin Nesach. And the kinyan only happens b'shas Mashiach. So that's why Rashi learned that the Yisrael was one who did the Medida. However, the Rashba brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ravid that the Goy did Medida. The Goy did Medida. So says the Rashba that they must have learned that the Mashiach happened before the Medida. Because if the Goy did Medida, so it should be usher, because of the Ainesach at the time of the Medida. So the Rashba learns the Machlekes, the Mishaynim is just Machlekes and Pshat. Everyone agrees in Dinim. Rashi learns that the Mashiach is after the Medida. So then the Yisrael has to be doing the Medida. Because if the Goy would do the Medida, then it would become usher from Yai Nesach before the Mashiach. The Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ravid learned that the Mashiach was before the Medida. So they say that the Goy did Medida. So now, because the Kinyan already happened before the Medida. So that's just a question really in just what happens first. But everyone agrees, according to the way the Rashba learns, both Rashi and the Rach and the Ravid, they all agree that if the Goy does Medida, Goy does Medida has a problem. If the Goy does Medida before the Kinyan happens, then the Yain will become Yasser Azar because of Yain Nesach. So the Rash brings that the Rishonim asked, the Ravid asked, why is that a problem? Haray, if the Goy is doing Medida, so that should work like a Mashiach or Hagbah. The Goy is taking the wine of the Yisrael and pouring it out. So he should be Koyna Mitam Hagbah. Why is he not Koyna? Says the Ravid, that the Medida is done with Tzirich Shneim. A Medida that's done with Tzirich Shneim is not called a Mashiach. Mashiach is when the Lekeach does it with Tzar Koy. For his purpose, he's bringing it. But the Medida, we just have to measure, because we said, I'm selling him a liter of wine. So you have to measure out the liter to know how much I'm selling it. So it's done for both the purpose of the Meicher and the Lekeach. And then that cannot work as a Kenyan of Mashiach. That's the opinion of the Ravid. The Rashba says in other Teretz, the Rashba says by us, and also in the Rashba in Baal Basra, that Pedalet in the sugya there of Medida, that there's no Das Kinyan Bechlal, says the Rashba. When you're doing the Medida, you're just doing it to measure out the wine. We made up that we're selling a liter of wine, so we have to get a liter of wine. We're just pouring it to measure it. So even if the Lekeach is the one who does Medida, So there won't be a kinyan. It's lacking that kavonas kinyan. So you're not going to be kinyan. It's like oider b'nichsi ager because suffer shame shalai. So you're not kinyan. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, but this is not mukhrach. This is my teretz. The Rashba says my teretz that there's no kavonas kinyan is not mukhrach. Because we can say that when there's das acheres makne, it works even without kavonas kinyan. Similar to what the Rishonim say that a katan cannot be kinyan midaraisa. But with Das Acheres Makne, it could be Koyna Midaraisa. Also, over here, by Oider B'nechsi Ager, when a person has no Kavanas Kinyan, so it normally does not work. By Hefker, it does not work. But by Das Acheres Makne, it works. So the two answers are that the reason Medita is not going to be a Kinyan is either because it was done with Tzirich Shneihem, that's what the Ravid says, and the Rashba says, because there's no kavana. That he's mesupik whether that's correct or not. Do we say that Das Acheres Makne works even when there's no kavana's kinyan? So the Mishnah Melech asks to steer in the tour and his din. The tour in Chesh Mishvot Simin Reish holds a Medida as kinyan. Holds in the Sugyan Baal Basra Naf Pei Dalet. Like Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that Medida itself is a kinyan. But yet by us in Yai Nesach in Yerideh Simin Kufam and Beis, the tour says that the only time that Medida is going to be Kinyan is if you're miskavi to be Kaina. The guy was miskavi to be Kaina with the Medida. When the guy was Maidid, it'll only be Kaina if he was miskavi to be Kaina with the Medida. But stam, without any specific Havanas Kinyan, not Kaina. Like, that, so we're here in the Torah, like the Torah to the Rashba, that you're lacking Kavana. And therefore, without Kavana, you're not Kaina. So in Kain, how come the Torah Paskins in Chesh and Mishpat, that every Medida Minasnam is Kaina? That's the question of the Mishnah Melech. So the Ksois in Simon Ayin Reishay, Sivkat and Dalid, says the Ksois is Mazmer up here Rambam. Very fascinating Rambam. That the Rambam says that Das Acheres Makne works by a Katan, says the Rambam, it's Ki'il because Ki'il the Katan isn't here, and Zachan Adam Shaloi Befanov. Those are the words of the Rambam. Very fascinating words. The Ksai says this is a chiddush in the way Das Acheres Makne works. I'm sure the Das Acheres Makne works that mitzad, the Makne has the koyach to make the kinyan. As long as there's someone to be makabel, a katan that can be makabel, you don't need the das of the koyne to make the kinyan. The Makne itself can make the kinyan, and you don't need that the koyne needs kavanas kinyan. That's the Pasuk Pshat. But Tzedek says, the place is more marach about this, and it's in Rish Lamed Hey Sifkat and Dalet, that you see in the Rambam, the Chiddush, that no, that it works midin zochin. That the Kilu Kotet is in here, and it works midin zochin. Explains the Ksais. Why, how does this work? Says the Ksais, really, if Zochan Ladam Shloi Befon of, I can be Mezake my things to someone else. Some, anything that belongs to me, I can be Maka to whoever I want. Zochan Ladam Shloi Befon of. But it doesn't work, because Ein Adam Zeche from his own things to himself. He needs to do it with someone else. You can't, unless there's someone there to do a Maisa Kinyan, you can't, even though you have your Koyach and your own Chafotzim, but you can't be Maka them to someone else without a Maisa Kinyan. So that's why you have the Maisa the Katan. The Maisa the Katan works, that there's some Maisa. So, because the Katan is doing a Maisa Kinyan, now with my Koyach of Zochin, I can be Mizaka to him. Zochin Varam Shalom Bafanov. So those are the words of the Ksais. To explain the Ram is difficult, and that's how the Ksais explains it. And it still needs explanation. It needs more explanation to understand exactly what the Ksais meant. Why is that called? Where is this Zchia? What exactly? The Ksais, I really have to correct him as Zakat, but I need a Maisa Kinyan. And the Chayar Katan doesn't do a Maisa Kinyan. So what exactly is the Tziruf between the Koyach Zochin of the Gadol and the Maisa Kinyan of the Katan? Not so clear to me how to understand the Ksais. But Akapanim, that the Ksais says, and that's before in the Rambam. So as the Ksais, if the Din, Das Cheres Makne works, if Medida works, Mikoyach Das Cheres Makne, like we saw in the Rashba in Babasra wants to say that the reason Medida is not going to work is because there's no Das Kinyan. But says the Rashba, then no. Then because if Das Cheres Makne could work even without Das Kinyan, with the Das of the Kinyan, it could work without the Das of the Makne. But if you have to come out Das Cheres Makne, says the Ksais, and the way the Das Cheres Makne works is Api Zochin, says the Ksais, it's Gevaldik. In the tour in Chesh Mishpat is owned by Yisrael, my Yisrael. So there it works Midin Zochin. Why not? I can be Mizaka for the Lekeach. Even if he doesn't have Kavonat Kinyan, but I can be Mizaka. Mashengi in the tour by us, owned by a Goy. And Zchi is Mitam Shlichus. So if I can be the Shliach of the Goy, so also I can be Mizaka for the Goy. So that's why here, the guy specifically needs to have kavana to be koina with medida, because without that he would not be koina. So then, just to summarize quickly, what we saw is that mavur in the rishonim that if the guy would be moide, then it would become osrei day's medida. The question is, why could the guy not be koina through the medida? I mean, medida works like a hagbah or a meshicha. Why could the guy not be koina? So the ravid said, because it's zomat zerich shneim and meshicha has to be zomat zerich the lekeach. And the Rashba says that it's without Kavanah's Kinyan. He says in Rashba that maybe when Das Zacharis Makanah, it works even without Kavanah. And with this Tertu that we say to the Rashba, the Ksais wants to answer up a steer in the tour, that by Yisrael, Medita works Stamazay, because it works Medin Zochin, even if the Lekeach doesn't have Kavanah's Kinyan. Shingin by a Goy, where it's not Shaykh Zochin, because Das Zacharis Makanah is Medin Zochin, and by a Goy it's not Shaykh Zochin, then the Goy needs to have Kavanah's Kinyan. Adkan for today, for the shir for the Gufa Sugya. Shem will also be mashed with the shir and the inyan of Mois Kainais by Yisrael and by Akum. Many interesting nafkaminas, Yisraelistika inyanim, in the din of Mois Kainais. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.